Hello everyone and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is Visual Pony and today we are reading the story Heart is Where the Home Is by Skyrider. And I will say just this right now. First, there's an amazing list of the amazing people keeping this channel alive and, of course, keep me alive as well because, you know, food is kind of a thing that I need to live. And there are bills to be paid. Yeah, actually. Anyway, there's also a big red button under this. If it is still red, then that means that you have not yet subscribed to Pony and Wolf Productions, and the little bell next to it lets you set it to all notifications. Then you see when we do a community post or release a new video. However, the last thing that I kind of want to say here, oh my god, guys, it's so hot in here. It's so hot in here. Today is supposedly one of the hottest days in the year. We are expecting 43 degrees Celsius. And right now I'm sitting in my car, I have the AC off, and oh my word, I'm sweating so hard that it's literally running down my back into my butt crack. So I'll get into the meat of the story and not even go with my usually I'm annoying you spiel. I didn't expect to find myself back here at the wreck so soon. Then again, I didn't expect a lot of things that happened today. Weathering the assault of a giant, bellowing creature who towered over the rooftops of Ponyville, annihilating everything in his path, remains high on the list. I've never been a grieving sort of mare. The world has closed any number of doors on my past, and I know, both in my heart and my brain, that the only solution that ever works is to not give up, to build again. To laugh in the face of a sometimes cruel world. To never let them see that falter. I'll get there. I will. The certain sure knowledge that there are bigger and better things waiting for me just over the horizon is its own sort of comfort, too. I know that I'm a mare of destiny, marked for great things. Maybe in the eyes of the universe, it simply was not right for me to occupy such a humble home. Maybe the universe is slowly trying to mold me into the mare I'm meant to be. As a famous sculptor once said, chipping away every part of me that is not great. My home was small and cozy and safe. But in the end, not exactly grand. Perhaps, in the larger scheme of things, it had to go. An inevitability. Sure as water flowing downhill. Sometimes it is beyond the power of one little pony to fight a current that strong. I tell myself a lot of things to make myself feel better. It doesn't make the hurt go away. So here I am. Standing before a mess of splintered and sundered wood. I shouldn't even be awake at this hour, but I don't exactly know how the public works division operates in this town. Efficient, I'll bet. It'll probably be cleared away soon, like the worthless ruin that it is. And this is why I woke and made my way back here tonight. By tomorrow, it might be gone. And I couldn't stand the thought of leaving it forever without one last goodbye. For years, this pile of rubble was my castle, my sanctum, my home. A warm retreat to hunker down in on a cold winter's night. And in the heat of summer, a bright open space in which to practice my craft. Whenever despair hobbled my steps, this was a place I would return to. To see comfort in memories of obstacles surpassed and triumphs achieved. It was the first home I ever really had and, other than the cloth on my back, it literally housed every object that I ever called my own. I know what you're thinking. You're just like the rest of them, aren't you? Every pony will tell you that they're just sinks. Sinks can be replaced, ponies can't. It's one of those aggravatingly reflexive pleasantries that ponies will always offer when this sort of tragedy strikes some pony else, not themselves. Do you have a photo album? Of course you do. Why not just rip it up? Put something with a little functional utility in its place. It just sinks, right? In your heart, you know it isn't true. Experience and memories transform simple trinkets into artifacts and totems. They're not just mementos. They're the moorings to which our memories are hitched so that they do not float away and become nothing more than lost flotsam on the foggy ocean of time. Costumes, books, a single dried rose. These aren't just globs of cotton and silk and wood pulp and decaying vegetable matter. In a very real, albeit metaphysical sense, they are my experiences. They're my past. They are who I am, everything that made me the great mare I am today. And now they are nothing but garbage, fodder for a street sanitation crew. I kick listlessly with one hoof at my entire old life. So, this is it. The close of another chapter. A season ends. A season begins. Change is good, they tell me, usually the same ponies who earlier trotted out the "they're just sinks" chestnut. Change is not to be feared but embraced. And I grudgingly must admit that this time they do have a point. It's hard when change seems to fly in the face of everything you thought your creator intended for you, when you worry that the future looks like nothing more than a long, slow slide towards mediocrity and oblivion. But I'm better than that. I've endured worse, and I will probably endure worse than this. In the end, this will be remembered as nothing more than a short, tragic setback, a tiny, illegible footnote of despair in a long, illustrious life filled with amazing accomplishments. I draw myself up to my full height, taking warmth and strength from the greatness that is to come, and turn my back on my former home for the last time. The brightest of all possible tomorrows awaits me. I just wish I had some, you know, friends or something. A couch to crash on, at least. I shake away the treacherous thoughts. Friends are for the weak. Twilight Sparkle needs friends. The great and powerful Trixie does not. I have a cloak. I have a hat. The night is not so cold. The woods are full of edible pine nuts, and the Pegasus ponies high above have promised us no rain for the entire rest of the week. It is a comfort to know that my immediate physical needs will be taken care of, so that my mind will be free to think about the important things. A new town, a new act, a new wagon. Revenge. It's good to have a plan. And it's good to have a refreshed perspective on life. The show must go on, even if for no other reason that you have to give the bits back otherwise. Still and all, I really do hate giant monsters.
Stupid Ursa Minor,
I mutter to myself. I wheel about and gallop off towards the future.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Comic Time with Visual Pony, where I remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps as needed and very much appreciated, and it helps to keep the lights on around here, and also to keep me eating and this channel alive, because, you know, I am very confident in Midnight, I really am, but I think that if she had to manage this channel alone, you know, you wouldn't get nearly as many updates. Anyhow, guys, let's be real here. You have to like and subscribe if you thought that this was a Twilight story. Because I sure did. I thought that this was Twilight returning to the Golden Oaks library. And only when this whole thing with who needs friends, friends are for the weak came up, I was like, wait, who are we talking about here? And then I was like, oh, great. It's the great and powerful Trixie. Yeah. You must like and subscribe if you did not see that coming. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony, and I hope that this video finds you well in body and mind, and that I will not melt in this frickin' heat.